Vinyl Records. The sight and sound of an LP or a 45 single can unleash torrents of sentiment and memories for those of us who grew up dropping that needle onto a shiny record. And if you've grown up just downloading your music digitally, you need to know there is nothing finer than wandering through the aisles of a record store. A record store like Dodd's Records in Grand Rapids, which has been serving music lovers on the west side of the state for some 30 years now. And with a new owner committed to keeping the love of records alive, the future for the venerable Grand Rapids business is looking pretty bright. Joining me is Charles Preston Smith, owner of the Dodd's Record Store in Grand Rapids. Very good to have you with us.
Thank you.
What led you to decide to buy Dodd's Records? This is a venerable business with a long history in the town. How did you become the owner?
Well, throughout history of Grand Rapids, my life, seeing things come and go, driving up and down the street, and all of a sudden realizing that particular place was gone. I was just afraid that could happen. That could happen to this. And it was just another case of if somebody didn't step in, it very well was going to just close and everyone would forget about it. It's kind of a work in progress as to what we're going to do to preserve this. But that was my main concern, was that if there's going to be Van Andel and DeVos, there should be Dodd's. So,
and Jerry Dodd had many, many years running this store. Tell us a little about him and also what he accumulated in terms of records and CDs and cassettes at Dodd's.
The history that I learned through him and his family and documents were it originally took him back to when he acquired an existing music store in 1951. So he had been at it himself for that long. So Mr. Dodd's, Jerry, has seen more West Michigan, more Grand Rapids than probably anybody in business today. So he accumulated thousands. I underestimated when I took over, thinking that, you know, maybe I have a collection of 15,000 albums, but I think it's easy closer to double that, as we took to measuring the inventory with a ruler rather than counting them. So
wow.
So we have 30,000 albums, 10,000 CDs, a few thousand cassettes, thousands of 45s, and all of this were things that Jerry accumulated, bought and sold without keeping a written or a computer inventory. He did it all himself and could tell you where anything was at any given time. So I come in and it's, I need to document things and find out what I have. So that's kind of where I started, was let's see what we have. And you know, strangely, I only found 3 8-track tapes in this whole place.
I was going to ask about 8-tracks.
You know, I was kind of disappointed from my own childhood. So I took a trip over Detroit way and visited my family, and my sister gave me her collection of 100 8-track tapes so I could add to this store. So that was kind of funny, and I'm constantly being criticized by in a fun way by friends and family that I'm adding more to this than I'm taking away. So yeah, that's just my love for it all.
I'm speaking with Charles Preston Smith. He is the owner of the Dodd's Record Store in Grand Rapids, a venerable business that has been serving music lovers for decades. Now, I'm interested, are you buying and selling, or do you want to hang on to this incredible collection and maybe let people borrow things? What do you plan to do with your inventory?
That's what it got, the work in progress. I mean, the original thought was that, you know, I'm going to continue exactly what Jerry was doing. And then as I got deeper into it and the flood of memories and other people coming in and being overwhelmed by, I remember this, I remember that, it made me realize that I was in a position of not wanting to give up very much, which is not very good business sense. So the work in progress, you know, my friends that offered to volunteer to help, they were saying things like, well, you know, this could sell for a lot. And I said, yeah, but imagine it just hanging on the wall there forever. I mean, that's the story behind that is worth more than any dollar. So all of a sudden I created this whole area of about 1,000 records that I knew I'm never going to part with. Well, eventually I'm going to have a way to make money. So we had somebody offer to, I want to rent it for a class reunion. Oh, great idea. You know, then they'll come in, they'll hang out, they'll listen to records from their time and maybe put in an 8-track and remember what it was like to put the little yellow spindle in the 45,
that's
that kind
right.
of thing. And then I don't actually have to part with anything. So I had one person get so frustrated that I let him take the record if he promised to bring it back, and I wouldn't take any money for it. So that was the relationship I built there. The guy came back with another stack of records and said, you know, hey, thanks for letting me borrow this, and here's a few more to add to the collection.
So it almost sounds like you're taking kind of a carefully curated museum, or maybe not so carefully, but lovingly curated museum for the Dodds Record Shop.
I think right now that is the direction that it's going, only because I have to give it a name or people are going to think I'm crazy. Because, okay, it's a museum. It is a museum of memories. And I get nostalgic just even as we discuss it, because that to me is worth more than any dollar amount. And that may be what other people love about taking a record home, is that they can go and experience that on their own. Well, you know, we're just going to have to share that memory at Dodds, is I guess what I'm thinking. So,
Charles, as you've plowed through this incredible decades worth of inventory, what's the most surprising record or the most touching record that you've come across?
I think what's hitting me the most is so many albums from a local record company or a local record shop or local department store, things that take me back to those memories. I found Diadem Records that was right downtown Grand Rapids, providing for the Christian community and recording. I found local schools, local churches that put things out from the 50s to the 80s, department stores that are closed, Herpelsheimer's, Montgomery Ward's, and other record stores over the past, to see their logo and remember that, 40 years ago I remember going there. So finding those unique things are great. And I think my favorite area of this is the soundtracks, because that is the soundtrack to a movie, and so the flood of memories from all that. And that could be, you know, anything from Back to the Future soundtrack to MAME from the 40s or something. So the wide variety there are my favorites to find. And then there's the one-off where somebody said, do you have any Alice Cooper? And I dig and find his first album.
Wow.
I never would have imagined that.
Oh.
So I would never say I have a favorite, but I am sure getting a lot of favorites. That's happening.
Are you finding younger folk who think that maybe they're missing something when they're downloading digital music, that they're missing some magic?
Well, I guess that's what I found is by bringing together the old with the new, by accident, I put a web camera on a turntable and realized, this is too funny to give up. I have to keep this on here all the time. So for the last 6 months, there's a webcam on a turntable, and you're listening to that record until I change it. So I show this to a young person that comes in, and I say, you know, look what you can pull up on your phone. Well, that gets them sparked, and then they're excited about it. And there are things that I didn't realize that a lot of newer music, more than I realized, is sampled from older things. So I've had some young kids come in and tell me, we're looking for this because we know that it was sampled on this, and I want to learn more about that music. So they're making me dig more and learn some things that I didn't know. So,
Charles Preston Smith, owner of Dodds Record Store in Grand Rapids. Fun to talk with you, and I look forward to visiting the store when I get to Grand Rapids. Thanks so much.
Thank you.